Throwing a party tonight? Well, forget about sushi and caviar. If you want to wow your guests, then start thinking along the lines of roses, daisies, tulips, and apple blossoms. Cooking and garnishing with flowers has become the rage among Czech celebrities. A recent flower party at the Opera Garden brought together gourmets, diet freaks, and noted cooks who all swore that flowers in the kitchen were something else. And to prove it, they munched on daisy salad, salmon with a rose leaf dressing, and avocado salad with freesias. Well, if you feel that this is just a little too sophisticated for your taste, then try a simple flower delicacy. Broccoli soup with floating daisies is reported to be delicious. Oh, you never know where this may lead. A woman in Holland is recently said to have found a live frog in her salad. While that seems a bit much, who says a live grasshopper wouldn't look nice in the rose leaf dressing? Jaroslav Kučera need never bend down to put on his socks again. He has invented a so-called sock aid for people who have difficulties bending down. He has had it officially patented after getting it tested on heavily pregnant women, people with disabilities, and elderly people. All are said to have been delighted with a sock aid. The only problem is that you won't get it on the market just yet. When Jaroslav offered it to a producer, he was told it would cost consumers 1,000 crowns apiece. But the inventor claims this would be daylight robbery, saying that by his own calculation, the sock aid should not cost more than 300. And he says he's not going to strike a deal until the price is right. Slipping unnoticed into the grounds of the Benešov police headquarters near Prague is not easy, but a recent visitor managed it and soon had the place in turmoil, the visitor being a poisonous snake on the run. Luckily, one of the police dog trainers put a broom and spade to good use, and by the time the pest control team arrived, the snake was waiting for them in a plastic container. Only 16 of them in the world, and 3 of those are in the Czech Republic. I'm talking about the fire tank, a more powerful version of the fire engine that's built onto a T-55 tank. One is on standby at Kennedy Airport in New York. 2 others are used by firefighters in Spain. In Azerbaijan and Iraq, they're used to put out burning oil wells. The 3 in the Czech Republic are all in private hands. One is owned by Miroslav Janeček, a collector of military technology. He says the tank runs at a speed of 60 kilometers per hour, carrying 9,000 liters of water. From his backyard, he could use it to target a building a good 70 meters away, and the force of the jet stream would cave the door in. The fire tank can also put out fires with the help of foam and powder. And in extreme conditions, the tank will cool itself down with jet streams targeting the armor plate. It seems unlikely that Mr. Janáček will ever get to use it, but he still spends a huge amount of time polishing and maintaining it, just in case it should one day be called into action. Non-governmental organization Nese Hnutí, which is involved in helping refugees to integrate in society, recently organized a sports day for Czech kids and children from Chechnya, Palestine, Somalia, Armenia and Kazakhstan, who are still living in asylum camps or have been granted political asylum in the Czech Republic. We wanted to help the kids bond and feel more at home by getting everyone else to play their games, one of the organizers explained. The event was a huge success, and the next project on the agenda is a multicultural tea house, which the asylum seekers themselves will help to decorate. Pardubice, the town known for its gingerbread and health spa, has produced the biggest ever chocolate and marzipan heart. The heart weighs 120 kilograms and is 1 meter 67 centimeters wide. It made it into the Czech Book of Records just in time before being consumed by over 100 kids at a party thrown in its honor. A decade ago, Prague residents would not have dreamed of eating fish caught in the Vltava River. It was simply too polluted. But in recent years, things have improved to such an extent that local fishermen are planning to release 10,000 trout into the river between Marnes Bridge and Charles Bridge. This is happening in preparation of a world championship in trout fishing to take place in Prague in October. There are trout fishing competitions in many parts of the Czech Republic, but none have ever taken place in Prague, and with good reason. There are very few trout in the river. Now that the state of the water has improved, fishermen are preparing the ground, or rather the riverbed, for a good catch. Fishing will be banned for 10 days before the championship to make sure that there are plenty of fish in the river for the big day. And some 200 sports fishermen are expected to descend on Prague in October and fish from small boats on the river. As for the local enthusiasts, they won't be disappointed either, because no matter how many trout are caught that day, they will all get thrown back in, which means that anyone interested will be able to try their luck right after the championship. And with 10,000 fatted trout in the river, they really stand a fair chance.